Welcome back to the deep dive. We are taking that stack of sources you gave us, all your notes, your research, and we're giving you the absolute fastest path to getting smart on a topic.
And today's topic is a big one.
Oh, it's huge. We are wading into an area that is, let's just say, notoriously sensitive inside any company.
Definitely.
It's that moment when regulatory compliance comes crashing right into the sales team's paychecks.
Right. The intersection of fear and finance. I mean, you ask a salesperson to change how they get paid, or you add new scrutiny to that process.
Yeah.
The immediate assumption is just turbulence, resistance, a huge drop in productivity.
Right.
It's really high stakes stuff.
It is. And that's our focus. The source material we're working from is called Excerpts from Adapting Sales Compensation to Disclosure Requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission is pretty simple, but it's powerful. We're going to pull out the one single core insight from this to really understand change management when the pressure is on.
And the pressure is always on when compliance touches a commission check. I mean, the typical playbook for management is just to expect friction.
Right.
Sales teams are, you know, they're designed to be externally focused. They care about the deal, the quota, mm-hmm. internal admin, especially compliance stuff. That's just noise.
It's non-revenue generating noise.
Exactly. The resistance can be so intense that companies will actually delay rolling out these kinds of changes just for the sales floor.
Okay, so we've set the stage. High stakes, high emotion, a real potential for things to go off the rails.
Absolutely.
So the central question for this deep dive, based just on the source material, is this. When the government or regulators mandate new disclosures about how salespeople are paid,
yeah.
do those sellers push back, or do they actually manage to integrate the change?
And this is where the source material just delivers a finding that is so clear and honestly so counterintuitive to what most managers believe.
Okay.
It gives a definitive, almost shocking answer to your question. For anyone who deals with change in an organization, this is, well, it's critical.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get right to it then. Let's unpack it, because the finding itself doesn't pull any punches.
Not at all.
The source states, and I'm quoting here, sellers adapted to new requirements on compensation disclosures.
And that's it. That's the whole knowledge nugget right there. It's a short sentence, but the implications are just massive.
Especially given the environment we just described, right?
Exactly. It confirms successful change management in what should have been the most difficult possible scenario.
Okay, hold on a second. We have to challenge that right away. Adapted is a it's a very broad word.
It is.
Did they really adapt, like adopt the new system and everything was fine? Or did they just sort of grudgingly comply?
Right.
You know, putting in the bare minimum data while morale just completely tanks.
Hmm.
Does the source give us any clue if this was true adaptation or just submission?
That is the absolute critical question to ask. And while the source confirms the outcome that the requirements were met, the very fact that it's stated so positively suggests it was more than just submission. Well, think about it. If it had been just grudging compliance, you'd expect to see other problems pop up.
Like what?
Like data errors later on, maybe an increase in people quitting or missed quotas being reported somewhere else in the document.
Ah, okay. So the absence of negative reporting is itself a piece of data.
Exactly. The simple positive statement implies the process worked well enough that it didn't cause systemic harm. The adaptation was, for all intents and purposes, successful.
That is a fascinating way to read it. If it had been a disaster, the report would have focused on the disruption, not the adaptation.
Precisely.
Okay, so let's dig into why this is so surprising. What kind of friction points do these compensation disclosures usually create? What are we actually talking about here?
This is where you have to put yourself in the shoes of a salesperson. A disclosure requirement isn't just a new form to fill out.
Right.
It usually means getting way more granular. So it could be reporting on how you sourced a lead or justifying a discount you gave a client.
Or disclosing commission splits.
Disclosing commission splits, documenting your activity so it ties back to your pay for an audit, all of that stuff.
So you're basically taking what used to be private info, maybe even handshake deals, and putting them under a microscope.
A regulatory microscope. And that sounds like a massive time sink.
It is. The two big friction points are always time and sort of a perceived invasion of privacy.
Privacy?
Yeah. Sales pros worry that this kind of data could expose them to, you know, retroactive scrutiny. Or worse, that their colleagues could see their numbers. And that could mess with internal competition.
It absolutely could. The core assumption is always that more complexity kills motivation.
So the expectation was pushback. a drop in sales because they're spending all their time on paperwork, maybe even losing top performers who just say, hey, my pay is my business.
That was the industry expectation, yes. But the source confirms adaptation.
Sales org just absorbed it.
They absorbed a significant compliance burden without apparently breaking. And that just flies in the face of the management assumption that new rules always lead to friction.
Okay, so let's shift from the what to the how. If they adapted successfully, we should be able to, I don't know, reverse engineer the process.
Yes.
What elements must have been in place for this to work?
I think you can infer three essential pillars of success here. The first has to be system design and ease of use.
Meaning the software they use to report this stuff.
Exactly. The compliance system they built had to be seamless, frictionless, as they say. If filing a report meant 10 extra clicks for every single deal,
it would have failed. No question.
It would have failed spectacularly. The success implies really good, intuitive IT that just minimized the administrative work.
That's a huge point. Sales teams are allergic to wasted time. So if the disclosures were just, you know, built right into the CRM they already use,
making it almost invisible.
Yeah, that would go a long way to reducing the resistance. It means the IT and compliance folks were actually talking to each other.
They had to be. Okay, so the second pillar has to be leadership buy-in and clear communication.
This change couldn't be framed as just another bureaucratic burden.
No. It had to be positioned as something necessary, something that supports the long-term stability and integrity of their own pay structure.
So if the C-suite didn't send a really clear, unified message about why this was happening,
the sales team would have smelled hypocrisy a mile away and just resisted on principle.
Clarity is everything when you're talking about money. So the message was something like, this disclosure protects the fairness of your commission plan.
Exactly. It changes the narrative from us versus them to we're all in this together.
Okay, so good systems, clear communication. What's the third pillar?
The third one is a bit more subtle, but I think it's the intrinsic value of stability.
What do you mean?
Well, yes, salespeople are motivated by commission, but they also value consistency, predictability.
Mm-hmm.
The successful adaptation suggests that the sales team might actually value the stability of a transparent, defensible pay structure.
More than they hate the short-term hassle of filling out the forms.
Exactly. That is a profound shift in how we think about this.
So they didn't see the new rules as a threat to today's paycheck, but as a kind of insurance policy for tomorrow's paycheck.
Yes. They trusted the process, or at least they trusted the stability that compliance ultimately brings. It implies a pretty sophisticated view from the sellers.
Yeah, that they understand that regulation usually follows risk.
Right. So by adapting, they were helping reduce the company's risk, which in turn protects their own earning environment. It shows a much higher degree of organizational resilience than we usually give them credit for.
Okay, so let's really hammer this home for the listener.
Mm-hmm.
The key takeaway. The simple fact that sellers adapted implies a huge organizational success. They managed a very sensitive transition, and they dodged the primary risk, which was disruption.
It really should be a benchmark for change management everywhere else in the company.
It really should.
The knowledge nugget is the validation of the whole process. I mean, despite how sensitive compensation is, the outcome proves that if your system design is clean and your communication is clear,
even your most change-resistant teams will get on board.
They'll choose integration over resistance. The system flexed. It didn't break.
So let's broaden this out now. If this was possible in the sales department, the one everyone sees as the most sensitive, the most resistant to change, what does that tell us about change management in general?
I think it suggests that leadership often overestimates resistance in other less financially driven departments.
That's interesting.
Mandatory requirements, even ones that affect motivation, aren't automatically productivity killers. They can be absorbed. This should really challenge executives to rethink their risk assessments when they roll out other changes.
It totally shifts the focus. It moves from how do we force people to comply to how do we design a process so good that compliance is the easiest option.
That's it, exactly. And for you, the listener, it forces a question, right? If your sales team adapted to commission disclosures, what's the excuse when, say, mandatory data privacy training fails or new expense reporting rules?
The findings suggest that the problem isn't stubborn employees.
It's usually a symptom of poor process design, not inherent personnel failure.
This whole deep dive, which is really just built around one single sentence, a single confirmation, it reveals so much.
It does.
It points to this hidden operational maturity that had to be there. The quiet teamwork between finance and IT and compliance that let the sales team navigate this successfully.
Absolutely. It's a small piece of information, but it validates the huge capacity for resilience in these teams, as long as you give them the right tools and a clear reason why.
Well, thank you for sharing this source material with us. It really does prove you don't need a 100-page report to find a game-changing insight.
Sometimes it's just one confirmed statement of success.
It really is.
And here's a final thought for you to take away, a little something to mull over.
Tweet.
If adaptation was successful here, where compensation, the ultimate driver, was directly affected, what does that tell you about implementing non-financial changes in other, maybe less incentivized parts of the organization?
The potential for smooth change.
Might be far greater than leaders are currently betting on, but only if they focus on designing a truly friction-free process.